It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, man, what a week it was here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. A lot of great stuff. We'll try to... review as much of it as we can. Let's start on Patriots Monday. Christian Gonzalez, friend of the show, is on with us once again, and that means another man-to-man-to-man.
Now, this one, before we get going, this one was more...
Man-to-man-to-man.
This one was... They were well-received, I would say, the first go-rounds.
This one more mixed.
This one was more mixed.
This one was more mixed.
Precisely. Would you rather have the power of flight or invisibility?
You say flight or invisibility?
Yes.
Probably flight.
Okay. How many holes does a straw have?
One.
So fast. Do you have a hidden talent?
Not really. Not for real.
What would your last meal be?
Beef and food.
Got it.
Probably always. some fried chicken, some waffles, some yams, probably something like that.
Nice, yams. All right, would you rather vomit on your hero or be vomited on by your hero? Definitely vomit on.
Yeah.
Vomit on my hero.
Good.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
What if my hero is Blake Lively?
Most famous person in my phone?
Bill Belichick. The drug man.
Nobody, for real. Probably some one of my teammates.
Okay.
Who's the most famous teammate? No, that's not a question. All right, Jones, next one.
You want Keith's number? We can put that in your phone. Here's a riddle as old as time. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The egg.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant?
I think he got help. He might have. Yeah.
I think he phoned a friend.
Probably like 1,000.
Do you fold toilet paper or do you crinkle it?
What?
Do you fold toilet paper like neatly or you kind of ball it up, crinkle it?
Man, that's crazy.
They are.
He's like, I don't even use that.
Yeah.
Fold.
Nice.
If there was a Patriots team Royal Rumble, who would win it?
Probably be more.
All right, there you go. That's Probably how you play man to man to man. So nice. Tune in next Monday for another edition.
Are we sure we get them on Monday?
I think we have like 5 more of these. Actually, I can't assume anything with this.
I'm assuming we get them on Monday. By the way, listener submissions. At Jones and Keefe, some of those, not all, but some of those are listeners.
We're not going to tell you which.
You can guess which. At Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones WEEI, at Keefe 21. Send those in. We'll keep our eyes peeled.
So that was Patriots Monday. And then with the bye week, Patriots Friday actually came our way on Tuesday, where a friend of the show and Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee Dietrich Wise joined the show.
Nice.
And what I like about Dietrich is I think he really just unplugs. I don't think he really pays attention to what happens around the league.
I'll say.
Around the weekend and college. Football or any of that.
I don't know if you saw what went down at Michigan and Ohio State after the game, but I'll catch you up to speed. Michigan wins the game. You did see that?
I did not.
Oh, you did not see that one. I'm sorry. Okay, so what happened is Michigan planted a flag at midfield after beating Ohio State in a rivalry game. You went to Arkansas. LSU, I think, is your big rival. How would you handle, I don't know, LSU coming out and planting their flag at midfield?
The game was in Ohio State.
They were big favorites. Michigan won the game, and then Michigan took a Michigan flag, planted it at the 50-yard line to celebrate.
Oh, wow.
And then Ohio State players started fighting them.
There were fans, there were like security.
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a real tough decision. First of all, the game is over. If you wanted to do all the fighting, you should have done it during the game. Have the energy towards winning the game. Second of all. I can see both sides. Ohio, I think it's disrespect. And at the end of the day, if you want to get back at them, work super hard next year to beat them. Make sure they never do it again.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Landed it.
A little bit of explaining.
Landed it. Right
I like
there.
How he was once we fully talked.
Oh, I mean, that's awful.
I feel like I did tell him at the beginning, but then you laid it out better, Keith.
Thank you.
You painted a better word picture.
Took
for
a second
him.
Run at it.
And then he's going, oh, wow. Oh, my. They did what?
Uh-huh.
Very disrespectful.
Also, it is the season, Jones, so we were talking about Secret Santas, talking about Yankee Swap, that kind of thing, maybe on the show, mm-hmm. and they led into this.
And
we are
going to
do
worthless.
Secret Santa on the show, though, just so as a heads up, we're all going to pull names later. So just be prepared to buy me something.
Be ready
nice.
For that. Yeah. What do you even get, Terp?
Terp?
Yeah, what do you even get? What do you even get?
A man who has everything?
What do you get a child like that? What do you even get him?
Protection.
Playmobil?
Condoms.
I was going to say Playmobil. We're going there.
Just 1,000 Magnum condoms. That's what I get, Terp.
Constantly on cruises, constantly on vacation.
It's true. Guy was in D.C. a few weeks ago. Who knows what was going on there?
Just see him in a suit.
Oof. Oh, yeah. All business
turf. Hair's combed, suit on.
All business turf. That's true.
On the White House.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a lane violation, and I got away with it.
And a gift card to Urgent Care. Merry Christmas, Turf. Yes, we've decided maybe we're not going
to
do Secret Santa.
I missed gift card to Urgent Care the first go-around.
You never know what you might come down with.
No. You're going to need this.
Yeah.
Trust me, you're going to want this.
He's a young gun, you know?
Yeah.
To be 22 again. Am I right?
Yeah.
I was living the dream.
It was. The girls were less concerned about that with me.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You want to play a quality over quality.
That was really
game.
What am I going to Jones? One of my big selling points. You're not going to catch anything from him.
Yeah. Pretty clean over here. Pretty real squeaky clean. Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Maybe, the cleanest.
Maybe clean the cleanest. And quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Not bad,
no,
right?
No, in retrospect, I should have leaned in on that
quick
more.
Quick and clean.
Not catching anything here.
Not bad.
Yeah.
We also talked on the program about Christmas trees. Oh. You and I both got our Christmas tree.
Keith's trees.
Keith's trees. This week was a little bit more eventful for me, I think, than it was for you in the tree game. Up the street, there's a guy's... it's like a farm, like a makeshift kind of farm. Not like a full farm, but they have stuff. And no, I want to explain the story. Like, they don't grow their own trees, but they bring them in.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
But, like,
they have
other stuff there, and we like them local, and we've supported them the last several years with that. My wife's like, I don't even know if they have trees. Like, maybe give them a call. So I call the guy up. I won't say the name, so I'll fake the name. This is a dead-on impression. You don't know what he sounds like, but you're about to hear
okay.
it. Jones Farms. I'm like, yeah, hey, like, do you guys have any Christmas trees? Not today. Should be in tomorrow. 6 to 7 foot premiums, 7 to 8 foot premiums, balsam fir. I'm like, okay, so you don't have them today?
Yeah.
So anyway, so like,
you don't have any 8 foot premiums?
So this was like Sunday after Thanksgiving. I'm
sold out of 7 foot premiums.
I'm like, you don't have them yet?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fine. He's like, should be getting the truck tomorrow. I'm like, all right, great. So I call the next day. So we're like, we'll go Monday. I wanted to go Sunday, but we'll go Monday.
Sure.
Call the guy up again. Like, Jones Farms. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, sir, just checking in to see if you have any Christmas trees today. He goes, should be getting them tomorrow.
You're like, is this a recording?
I swear to God, I thought it was a recording.
Is this a Kevin McAllister talk boy?
He seriously was like, should be getting them. Just talk to the guy today.
Credit card
tomorrow.
Oh, you got it.
We're home early.
I was like, honestly, sir, I'm like, thank you so much. So I said to my wife, I'm like, I think if I call tomorrow, he's going to say the same thing. Sadly, we had to go to a different place.
Man,
we had to go to a different place. Maybe next year we'll go there.
Talk to the guy today.
Slightly closer. Now, the other problem with my tree is, and we posted it on Twitter and Instagram, at Rich Keefe, WEEI on Instagram, and we talked about it on the show yesterday, but I don't love my tree. I like a tree a little bit, maybe a little wider than what I have.
Sure.
It doesn't fill the house the way that it used to fill the house in years past. So we got into that. My wife just texted me. She didn't spray paint the hut. She hand painted it. All right. Sorry. Let's make that clear.
You're going to get in trouble today.
Yeah. No, seriously. That
not
is,
good.
That is going to be a long discussion after.
Awkward dinner tonight.
Yeah, he's
oh, boy.
You think I spray painted this? Oh, I think I might have a picture of my tree from last year, which actually looking at it now.
Not.
I don't know if you could say this word.
I'll go.
As
no, go
wide
for it.
As it is tall. Can you say that?
No.
Okay. I won't. But you know what I'm talking about. Something that is as wide as it is tall.
That's rhymes with toad.
Correct. That's sort of what our tree was
a year
ago.
Like a tuna can?
That's right.
Tuna can tree.
I missed the tuna can tree.
That's what we needed.
I go, can I say? Nick goes, no.
No, you don't
even. Don't even, stop even thinking. Don't sound it out.
That?
What are you doing? Don't
no,
do that.
Can't be
said. Don't do that.
The family show.
Also, we're not going to replay the whole thing, but yesterday we had a pretty great conversation around.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
Got multiple people asking how to re-listen to it. So if you go to the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, the show is there after every day, and we even break it down and we pull it out. So yesterday's Key for Madness gave us this gem.
Cheeseburger Club.
That guy.
Three all the way.
So we talked about, because the Wienerama is coming back to Cranston. So we talked about that yesterday as well. So there you go. There's your week in review.
The text line, 617-779-7937. They said, just review yesterday's show.
Oh, yeah.
Between the tuna can tree and the Key for Madness, I was laughing my ass off.
Hot wieners anywhere.
So that would be a way to do it.
Excuse me?
I have a meeting. I've been trying. Ken was at the event for the Greg Hill show.
Yeah.
Today. I've been trying to meet with Ken about the Wienerama. Set something up with the hot wiener guys.
I think we should.
No, yeah. I think we definitely should. Yeah. We got to get management on board with this.
I want an armful of hot dogs.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah, how do we get that done? So we'll TBD on that one as well.
Billy, what really caught me off guard, maybe the highlight of the week, is when Jones said this.
I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
I almost fell out of my chair when I heard that. So no, not you, Jones.
Quite a confession.
Not you.
Quite a confession. 617-77.
Just came so fast, and it just hit me like that, and I didn't even realize it.
Pretty good. We're done.
Speaking of that, we'll get to Bill Belichick. And, well, the interview that he had at the University of North Carolina, why did he meet with them? Why did they meet with him? What does it tell us about his future? We'll get back into that next.
Cheeseburger Club.